I'm Ashley Hurst. I'm a partner in the commercial litigation department at Allswell.
And can you tell me your views about the internet, new laws regarding internet trolls? And do you think we need social media laws to cover internet trolls?
Well, the big misconception in the market is that there is a need for social media law, or that there are social media laws. What in fact is happening is that the existing legal framework is largely acceptable way of controlling legal risk on the internet. There just needs to be more thought as to the application of those laws. So, for example, there was a recent defamation case where Chris Cairns, the New Zealand cricketer, brought a libel case over a single tweet against Lalit Modi because he was accused of match fixing. And he won that case and was awarded £90,000 in damages. And there was no difference really between that case and a publication in a newspaper, but the court had to consider new issues of how far and wide the particular tweet was published in order to assess damages. Another example would be who owns Twitter and LinkedIn accounts. Is that any different to who owns an Outlook folder of contacts, or the company's database of contacts? In fact, the same laws apply, but businesses need to consider whether their contractual framework is sufficient to protect them against employees leaving with very valuable data in their Twitter accounts or LinkedIn accounts. So it's really about companies understanding the existing laws and then how they apply to social media.
So there was an American court case at the moment, isn't there, regarding Twitter and the contacts?
That's right. There's an individual called Noah Kravitz who is being sued by a company called PhoneDog over the ownership of his Twitter account, despite the fact that he changed his Twitter handle to remove the company's name when he left the company. The company claimed that he took with him very valuable data, which caused the company loss in terms of its marketing revenues. That case is due for trial later in the year and is in the US, so we'll have to wait and see whether that gives any indication as to how the courts in the UK would address similar issues.
Okay, thank you.